Ever done heard anything like that?
No. I don't ever do that.
And I suppose a friend of yours has given you a lamp or something like that and forgets all about it. And they're over visiting you sometime and they see the lamp and say, that's a very nice lamp there. Where'd you get that? You'd say, oh, don't you remember? That's the one
you gave me.
And suppose I'm running for election and I fight real hard for the office. You tell him about it later, you say
he fought a good battle, but he lost.
And suppose I begin eating, but I get a phone call. I have to go away real quick and I can't finish. You say, he didn't finish his breakfast, but he did get a chance and he then took it up here. He didn't get a chance to finish his breakfast, but he...
But he ate a part of it, or?
Well, I just wanted to say he commenced to eat it.
No. I wouldn't say commenced. I'd say he had begun to eat it, but I'd probably say he never got a chance to finish his breakfast.
And
well, he had started his meal and he had chance to finish.
He begun it, but he couldn't finish it?
Well, I might, but I'd rather think that I would say he started. He started his meal and didn't finish it.
And suppose a kid coming through the woods and imagines he sees a spook of some kind, and so he takes off lickety split. Say he thought he heard a spook, so he...
Right.
After you write a letter, you fold up, put the envelope, put a stamp on, see what else in the envelope to do it.
You mean address it?
Use any other term?
Like back the envelope or something like that?
Yeah. Would you say that yourself?
No, I wouldn't say it, but
I've
heard it.
If one night, for some reason, you might tell one of the boys that works for you to go
get me a knife.
And